ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರದ ಜಯ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರದ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜಜನ ರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜಜನ ರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶಿಲಾ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್ ಫೌಂಡರ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಶಿಲಾ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವಿಜಗಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಸುಪರ್ ಶಿವಾಯನ್ ಗೇ ಶಿಲಾ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಆನಂದ್ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವೃಂದ ಕಿ ಜಯ ನಾಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶಿಲಾ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಪ್ರೇಮ್ ಸಿ ಗೌ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ್ ಶಿವ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರ್ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauram, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ನಿತಮಿನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುವೇ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಮೇನ ಭೂತಲೈ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪಕದಾಮಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಂತಿಕಂ ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಶ್ರೀಯುತಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಂ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಗ್ರಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗಣರಘುನಾಥನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣಪದಾನು ಸಹಗನಾ ಶ್ರೀ ಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾವಿತಂ ಸ ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧು ದೀನಬಂಧು ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ತಪ್ತ ಕಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧೆ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೈ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯ ವಾಂಚಿಕಲ್ಪಕರೂಪಸ್ಯ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧು ದೇವಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ ನಮಾಂ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಪದಾರಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರಸ್ಥಾಯ ಭೂತಲಯ ಶ್ರೀಮದಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವಿ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಉಪಚಾರಿಣಿ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶತಾರಿಣಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶಿವ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರ್ವಕ್ತಿಂದ Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 2, Remembrance of Lord Krishna, text number 22. Tata tasya kaikayam alam vritan naha viglapayati anga yat ugrasenam tishtan nisannam Parmeshti Dishnye Nabodhyat Deva Nidharya Iti Tattasya Kinkaryam Alam Vritanno Viglapayati Angayat Ugrasenam Tishtan Nisannam Parameshti Dishne Nabodhayat Deva Nidharyeti Tattasya Kainkaryam Alam Vritanno Viglapayat Yangayat Ugrasenam Tishtan Nisannam Parameshti Dishne Nyabodhayat Deva Nidharyeti Tattasya Kainkaryam Alam Vritanno Viglapayat Yangayat Ugrasenam Tushtan Nisannam Parameshti Dishne Nabodhaye Deva Nidharyeti Vaishnavis.
Yeah.
Therefore, tasya his kainkaryam service alam of course britan the servitors naha us viglapayati gives pain anga ovidura yat as much as Ugrasenam unto King Ugrasen. Tishtan being seated. Nisannam waiting upon him. Parmeshti Dishne on the royal throne. Nabodayat submitted. Deva addressing my Lord. Nidharya. Please known it. Known it. Iti thus. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, O Vidura, does it not pain us, his servitors, when we remember that he, Lord Krishna, used to stand before King Ugrasen, who was sitting on the royal throne and used to submit explanations before him, saying, O my Lord, please let it be known to you. Purport. Lord Krishna's gentle behavior before his so-called superiors, such as his father, grandfather, and elder brother, his amiable behavior with his so-called wives, friends, and contemporaries, his behavior as a child before his mother Yashoda, and his naughty dealings with his young girlfriends cannot bewilder a pure devotee like Uddhava. Others who are not devotees are bewildered by such behavior of the Lord, who acted just like a human being. This bewilderment is explained by the Lord Himself in the Bhagavad Gita 9:11 as follows. Avajananti Mamudha Manusintanam Asitam Param Bhavam Janato Mamabhuta Maheshwam. Persons with poor fund of knowledge belittle this personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, not knowing his exalted position as the Lord of everything. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord has explained his position clearly. If the demoniac atheist student squeezes out an interpretation to suit him, his own purpose, and misleads unfortunate followers into the same mentality. Such unfortunate persons merely pick up some slogans from the great book of knowledge, but are unable to estimate the Lord as the Supreme Person of Godhead. Pure devotees like Uddhava, however, are never misled by such atheistic opportunists. So, the sloka starts here, therefore. He says that, therefore, means it's a continuation from the previous sloka. So in previous sloka, this is Uddhava, who is a pure devotee of the Lord. He looks just like Krishna. Also, he wears the dresses which is Krishna's Mahaprasad he wears. When he came to Vrindavan to bring the message of the gopis, of the Krishna to gopis, gopis thought, yes, Krishna came again there. But then after that realized it wasn't Krishna, Uddhava. So here the pure devotee of the Lord is describing the glories of Lord Krishna. And of course it pains him. What is pain him? We will talk about it. But let's go to text number 11. Because therefore means the continuation of text 11. Now text 11 says that he is described the unparalleled qualities of Krishna are mentioned in this text number 11. First it says, Asamya Atishaya, means no one is equal to him or superior to him. No one is equal to Krishna, no one is superior to Krishna. Number one. Then it says, Trayadishaha, Trayadishaha means three. Means he's three kinds of, he's a master of all three kinds of, three kinds of trees. What are the trees? Three gunas, three world, and the three are the principal, and the three are the, of course, the three pairs of opulences, also the three Purusha avatars, three guna avatars. This is above, he is above all this. Then it is described, Swarajya Lakshmi, apta samasta kama, means he is superiorly independent and all his desires are fulfilled as he is the husband of Goddess of Fortune. And the last one, another one is described, Balim Hara Haradisti Chira Lokapala. He is worshipped by the eternal maintainers of creation and various paraphernalia. And the last one is described in this shloka is the Kiriti Koti Edita Pad Pithaha. Means his feet are honored by millions of helmets that touch him. So these are the qualities in the previous verse are described. And now his continuation, Uddhava is saying that he is everything. He is a master, he is a lover, he is a friend, he is a well-wisher, he is everything. And now he is describing is Krishna's pastimes with the different relationship Krishna has. So first thing is that Krishna, Akrura brought Krishna to Mathura, right? Because Kamsa was thinking, Kamsa arranged the whole plan to kill Krishna and Balram. That was his plan. So he arranged the Dhanush Yajna. And Akrura is bringing to Krishna and Balram. Akrura is very happy because Krishna, Akrura is having darshan of the Lord. He knows, my Supreme Lord is going to finish this Kamsa. He knows that. Yeah. So Akrura brings here to Kamsa, to Krishna and Balram to Mathura. And Kamsa and Krishna and Balram are killing this Kola Pida elephant and Chandura and Mustika and he's killing Kamsa. Finish. And after that he goes to prison house where Kamsa has kept the Devaki and Vasudev, not just that, but he also kept his own father Ugrasena, he has kept in the jail. And here, Krishna comes to his parents and he offers them obeisances. And then he goes and he says to Mother Devaki and Vasudev, Mother Devaki and Vasudev know that they are lords. Krishna and Balaram, they are lords, they know that. So they are kind of hesitant to embrace them, even though they both are their sons. So Krishna comes here and he says to my parents, I was afraid of Kamsa, and that's why I left. I was fearful, and that's why I left, and I went to other side of the Jamuna, hiding myself. I'm sorry I caused you this trouble and you couldn't help me. I could not be with you. Now the same Krishna has just killed Kamsa. Right? But still he's saying this. So when the people, devotees who are not intimately related with Krishna, and they Bhaktyam Amijanati, by devotional service you can know, Krishna says. So when the people who are not pure devotees of the Lord, what they would think when they hear this? They think that Krishna was afraid. This is an ordinary man. Unborn is born. Means he is born just like us. He's like us. giving electricity. They compare. Because they can get it. That here is some little boy, two little boys, has killed this big demon who was causing so much trouble. See? So that's the point. That's what is paining to Uddhava. And that's why here Srila Prabhupada, is writing Avajanti Mahamudra, is writing in the purport. That the poor people with the poor fund of knowledge, they cannot understand these pastimes. They cannot. But he is the supreme, he is everything. So he can act the way he likes. But people cannot get it. And same way with the transcendentalist. With the poor fund of knowledge, they are covered with Maya and they cannot get it either. See. But ultimately is the spring out from their heart is a envy. Ultimately is the envy. Because our envious nature with Krishna, and that's why we have envy with other living entities. Because ultimately root cause is envy of Krishna. And because of that they cannot get it. And that's what paining to Uddhava. See? And pure devotees are paying by seeing that this is the personality of Godhead. Now, Srila Prabhupada is, of course, in the purport is mentioning different, his behavior with the superior, right? He's Srila Prabhupada is mentioning behavior with his father, grandfather, elder brother. Then his amical behavior with wives, friends, contemporaries. Then his behavior with child before his mother, Yashoda. And his naughty dealings with young girlfriends. And these all things cannot bewilder pure devotee like Uddhava. Now let's take each one here. First is the... We already talked about his dealing with his parents, right? Now, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning purport about the... In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord has explained his position clearly, but the demonic ethics students squeeze out interpretation to suit to his own purposes, misled unfortunate followers into the same mentality. Now, what are the shlokas? Shloka in there? How superior he is mentioning? Anyone has any guess? How is he mentioning superiority here? Because Srila Prabhupada says that in Bhagavad Gita, Lord has explained his position clearly. Seventh chapter, text number 4-7. Lord says that Bhumi Rapho Nalo Vayu Kham Murubhidri Evacha, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego all together, these are ailed, compromised, comprise my separated material energies. Right? Then Krishna says, next sloka, sect number 5, says, besides this inferior nature, Arjuna, there is a superior energy of mind, which are all living entities who are struggling with material nature, are sustaining the universe. Then he says, Krishna says, of all that is material and all spiritual in this world, know for certain that I am both its origin and dissolution. And the last, he says, Matta Paratram Nanyat Kanchi Jasti Dhananjaya. Right? He says, Arjuna, there is no truth superior to me, everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread. So this is what Srila Prabhupada is talking about. That how he is superior, how Krishna is mentioning, he's explaining his position very clearly, he's explaining that. But still people cannot get it. Why? Because again, Avajananti Mahamudra. And of course, then knowledge is stolen. Now let's look at the behavior, his amicable behavior with the wives. And we can take one example of amicable behavior with Mother Rukmini. Rukmini was the foremost, his wife of Krishna among other wives, but she was the main. And with Rukmini, his behavior is like he's teasing her. He's sitting next to Rukmini and he's teasing her. And teasing her in such a way that she loves him so much that she becomes unconscious. But he's teasing her. So when the Lord Krishna dealing with Rukmini, he's dealing as a perfect husband. And he is the perfect manifestation of the supreme perfection of the personality of Godhead. But many philosopher propounds a concept of absolute truth in which God cannot do this or cannot do that. They deny the incarnation of God or the supreme absolute truth in human form. But factually, God cannot be subject to our imperfect sensual activities. Then, what about his Srila Prabhupada is writing, his amiable behavior with his friends. We can take two pastimes. How Krishna is so friend, he's a friend, he's protecting his friends, cowherd boys. Just like in the case of Agasura demon. Right? All the cowherd boys are walking, going in the front, Krishna is in the back, and they see this Agasura big demon. His mouth is up way high, his mouth is touching the sky, big demon, right? And these boys are thinking, you know, let's go, this is a play toy. This is a toy we can play with. And then some boys tell, wait a minute, but this is demon. So what the boys say? Boys tell, this demon, Krishna is there behind, Krishna will take care of it. Right? So they just gush inside Nagasura's mouth. Nagasura is not closing his mouth because he is waiting for Krishna to come in. And Krishna is behind and is watching and he says, oh my gosh, this my boys are gone inside of this big demon. I will have to go. So he just rushes into Nagasura's mouth. Agasura closes his mouth because Agasura is thinking that my what purpose I have come is now for my purpose is fulfilled. The demigods on the top, they are watching this and they are saying, alas, alas. That my gosh, Krishna is inside the mouth of Agasura, that's it. And Kamsa and his spy are also sent, spies are sending the message to Kamsa, that's it, Krishna is finished. Right? And Agasura's mouth of Krishna, all the way into belly, Krishna is the mouth of Agasura in the belly, right? And all the demigods say, alas, alas, at that, he makes his expands himself. See? And he kills Agasura. Not just that, but with his sight, he has all the cowherd boys are, you know, alive. And he brings everyone out. See? So this is where we can see that how Krishna is protecting his devotees, cowherd boys. Then another is amiable. His behavior is with her. Is also one of the pastimes. Dhanukasura. Right. Our boys are there near the Talavan forest, and they are smelling the nice, beautiful aroma of coming far distance. Big tall fruits are there. Tall fruits are thrown also on the big tree, and they also fall down. They are big tall fruits. Their aroma is spreading everywhere. But because the Dhenukasura with his ass demon is in the forest, Talavan forest, so ass demon doesn't allow to eat that fruits to anybody. Brajvasis are afraid to enter even the forest because the ass demon with his all his associates would kill them. Nobody can go there. So boys are playing around Talavan and they wanna come, they wanna go. So what they just request Krishna Balaram, they are saying to Balaram, you are very strong. You can kill this demon, why don't we go? So to satisfy the request of these cowherd boys, Krishna Balaram goes in the forest. And he, of course, Balaram kills the Dhenukasura. Right? So this is what the pure devotee meditates on. Of these pastimes. Of this how amiable to be Krishna is to his friends. So to please the cowherd boys, Krishna Balaram goes, and of course Balaram kills Dhenukasura. And then of course Krishna takes care of all other his associates. And they don't eat the fruits, cowherd boys. They just leave the forest. But the demon is killed, so in the future, all the Brajvasis can go in the Talavan forest. Then Srila Prabhupada is mentioning about gentle behavior with Ugrasena. And this is where this is a translation it says. And Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is writing that the Krishna is servant of Ugrasena, standing in front of Ugrasena. Ugrasena is seated on the Vyasasana on the big throne. And Krishna is standing right there, and just like Srila Prabhupada is sitting. And Krishna is telling to Ugrasena, O King of the Kings, please establish me in your service. He is requesting to Ugrasena, please engage me in the service. Now King Ugrasena knows. King Ugrasena, Kamsa had already kept Ugrasena in the jail, in the Mathura. And after killing Kamsa, Ugrasena was released, right? And then after fighting 17 times with Jarasandha, because Jarasandha was bringing all the demons. And so Krishna didn't have to go to kill everywhere. He was thinking, Jarasandha is already bringing, so why not just let him bring? One after, let him bring. And I will just finish it up here. I don't have to travel everywhere to kill this demon. Let him bring. So Jarasandha is allowing, Krishna is allowing, Balaram wants to kill Jarasandha. Krishna said, no, wait. It's not in our hands to kill. That will be taken care of later on. Right now, let him bring all the demons. And we'll finish him. We'll kill. Right? And every time Jarasandha was very faithful to Brahmanas. And every time Jarasandha went to have a fight with Krishna, he would get the blessings of the Brahmanas. That you will be victorious. But it happened 17 times. And their blessings was not come true. So this time, last time, Jarasandha had told to the Brahmanas, look, 17 times I went there, your blessings are not come through. This time, if your blessings doesn't come through, I'm going to kill all of you. Chop it off. All the Brahmanas. See? To fulfill that, to save Brahmanas, to make sure that Jarasandha doesn't kill Brahmana, Krishna wants to make sure that Krishna leaves the battlefield. And in overnight, he is establishing Dwarka city. In overnight by Vishwakarma. And the Yadus who went to sleep at night in Mathura, when they get up in the next morning, where they are? They are in Dwarka already. Krishna is transferring everybody in Dwarka overnight. They even don't know. But when they wake up, they are there. This is Krishna. And then Krishna also, same there, established Dwarka. He is having Ugrasana as a king there. And that's what he reminds him. Oh king, the king, please engage me in yourself. This is the behavior of Krishna with his devotees. And that's what the devotees can, the pure devotees, Lord, can understand. Other cannot understand this. His dealings with everybody else. People can't get it. Then, of course, you know his child behavior with Mother Yashoda Kartik month is coming, Damodar Leela. Right? His little boy is willing to bind, which nobody can bind him. But he's willing to be bound by his mother Yashoda because of her so much love between Krishna and Mother Yashoda. So he's willing to bound by the ropes. See? And then of course it's not that is Damodar Leela, of course. We'll hear more in the Damodar month, I'm sure. Then he's talking about, Srila Prabhupada is talking about his naughty dealings with his young girlfriends. And that is the Krishna stealing the garments of the young gopis. Which is according to the outer material world is considered immoral. Of course, these days everything goes on. Moral, immoral doesn't matter in Kali Yoga. Right? But it's immoral to steal the ladies are taking, the young girls are taking bath and you just go and steal all the garments of them. Not just that, but top of that, stealing garments, top of that, he says, you have to come naked. You come out of the water, come out of the water. Come out of Jamuna. And then not just that, but he says, now you have to put your hands up, so that hands up you have committed offenses at the Varuna Dev, because you went too naked in the water. So you have to put hands up and say, forgive me for my offense. Imagine. They have to act like a puppet. The young girls have to like a puppet. And they do it. They are doing it. Because they have performed Katyayani Vrat to please the Lord. They want him to be his husband. Krishna is their husband. But in the outside material world, this is considered completely immoral. First of all, at the ghat where you take a bath, ladies take a bath, usually gents are not supposed to even go there. Gents have a separate place they can take a bath. But here Krishna goes, climbs on the top of the tree and takes all the garments of the gopis, young girls. So these are the Srila Prabhupada is mentioning purport about these all behaviors, Krishna. But the pure devotee of the Lords, who are the devotees of, they can understand that these are the pastimes of Krishna. Because he is above the modes of material nature. He is above the three gunas, he is above the three worlds, he is above the Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. He is above. Everything he does is transcendental. And that's what is mentioned in this shloka. And Srila Prabhupada elaborating this shloka, that the pure devotee of Lord, like Uddhava, cannot be bewildered by the behavior. Even Brahma is bewildered. Himself. Who is Brahma's body is intelligent. His body is called, is full of intelligence, Lord Brahma's body. And Lord Brahma is the first creator, first living entity. Creator. And he is bewildered. Same as the Indra, who is the king of the heaven, he is a king of all the demigods. He is bewildered. We know from Brahma Mivan Lila, and we know from Krishna Lipting Govardhane. So all these pastimes that Krishna perform are transcendental. And Bhaktya Mama Janati devotee, who is the person who is performing devotional service, they can understand, they can relish the pastime. That's the point. Uddhava is relishing this pastime, talking about Krishna. Of course, Krishna is already gone, so of course he's getting painful, his pain is a pain, but it's transcendental pain. But when he sees the people who are misunderstanding his pastime, that is paining him, that why can't they get it? Okay, so Uddhava will continue in the next shlokas. He's glorifying Krishna and he's talking this too. He's sharing this with Vidura. Because both are the great personalities, Uddhava and Vidura, they are pure devotees of the Lord. Okay. What else here is mentioned? Yes. In the Nectar of Devotion 36 is mentioned, Uddhava has described the transcendental qualities of Krishna as follows. Lord Sri Krishna, who is our master and worshipful deity, the controller of Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, and the controller of the whole universe, as well accept the controlling orders of Ugrasena, his grandfather. He is the proprietor of millions of universes, but still he begs a little land from the ocean. And although he is just like an ocean of wisdom, he sometimes consults me. Means Uddhava says he consults me. Krishna consults sometimes to him. He is so great and magnanimous, yet he is engaged in his different activities, just like an ordinary person. Okay. This is Uddhava's ras with Krishna. He understands Krishna's greatness, yet he sees Krishna's sweetness in relationship with his devotees. Any questions, any comments?
So we're hearing how we can't understand Krishna because of envy.
Krishna's what?
We can't understand Krishna because of envy.
Yes.
So what are some practical means to really work on envy?
That's a big subject matter to discuss, isn't it? A whole lecture can be given on the envy. Envy is the... It is said that in our heart, envy is sitting. And envy's constables are, guards are, other all other. Krodha, Lobha, Moha, all are his guards around the envy. So that's where we have to work on it. The envy. And that will come by the surrendering. Surrendering fully to Krishna and our spiritual master. Association of the devotees who are non-envious. Association with devotees who are practicing Krishna consciousness so strictly, so seriously. So chanting. While we chant, we pray. Because ultimately we know that the process is perfect. There is no defect in the process. Process is perfect, but we are imperfect. And that's why we feel sometimes the process doesn't work with me. Well, of course it will not work with me because I'm imperfect. But we go on, continue. With determination we continue the process. Continue following the process. And it will, one day it will work. I will realize one day that I'm the servant of the servant of the servant. And that will come by the humble attitude also. By humble. Then gradually this one sandwich taken, all others are just the guards, they will be gone. But then we are sitting with Vyasasana has taken over our enemy. And because the envy has taken over, there is Krishna has no place to sit. So you know, remove and we are going to have Krishna sit in that Vyasasana with Radharani. So it's anyhow, it's a big, there is whole lecture on it. You can go through, but just few points I'm just referring it. So continue. Performing service. Is that?
Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Any other question?
Thank you for nice descriptions of Krishna's charming behavior. It struck me how you mentioned how Krishna told Devaki and Vasudeva, I was afraid. I had to leave because I was afraid. And it seems like he's very eager to break their awe and reverence mood. He wants their parental love, so he evokes this mood of, look, you have to help me.
Yes.
Charming the way you described that. Thank you very much.
Yes. But as I said, the people outside world, they would think that, oh, he was afraid. He was like us. He was afraid, that's why he left. No, he wanted to perform pastimes in Vrindavan with Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj with cowherd boys. They are the most relishable pastimes than other pastimes. Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, Braj is the most relishable pastimes. Then pastimes in Dwarka or Mathura, they are there, but relishable are Krishna's pastimes in Dwarka. Anything else? Hare Krishna. Thank you.